Welcome to the Calyrex Game Corner's Pokemon D&D campaign, featuring Cindy, a hot-headed teen with a penchant for arson, Gimli, an admirable father seeking to reunite his family, Elodie, a fun-loving baker with a whimsical heart, and Schmidt, a courageous young man searching for his purpose with a duck. Together, they make the Quacko Paco, and this is Dunsparce and Drampa. Last we left the Paco, they made their daring escape out of the difficult situation on the shores of Duford Town, using the last of the Hoopa Ring's power to create the portal to safety. Radha's mysteriously enhanced Aggron and Sarah's sorority sister attempted to breach the portal simultaneously on either side, right as it was disappearing. The Paco heroically forced Aggron back through to remain in Duford, and rescued Sarah's friend from Unova, Faye, and her Porygon-Z, introducing yet another companion to join the Quacko Paco's adventuring party during this adventure. The Paco recuperate after a harrowing several days spent in Duford Town and plan their next steps. But first, Schmidt loses his Master Ball in Cindy's grandparents' study to ask Mewtwo some questions. Schmidt, what are your questions? What do you say? Mewtwo is...
Yeah, I was excited to see have any kind of reaction to being loosed or...
Yeah, he looks tired, for sure. Generally, Mewtwo would be like... I don't know how familiar you are with Mewtwo. Maybe roll a history or religion, maybe. Ooh. It's not really religion, but I feel like it's a legendary Pokemon, so it ties into religion, maybe.
14?
Yeah, you remember being like a kid and playing in Ilex Forest with your friends. And they would often like tell stories of like if someone was being silly or maybe rambunctious, they'll be like, Mewtwo's gonna get you, you know. And so you had a vague idea of what Mewtwo looked like, and you knew that you heard a legend of a powerful Pokemon that lived somewhere in Kanto, somewhere in northern Kanto, in a cave by itself. And you acknowledge in this moment that this is that Mewtwo, although you aren't afraid of it getting you for some childish reason. Mm-hmm. To answer your question, if there's any sort of reaction, yeah, he's Mewtwo is sitting on the large couch that's in the study, but not like properly. You know, their large feet are flat on the ground and they're leaning forward, kind of cradling their head in their hands as they glance up to you. They are making eye contact, but they seem there's like still power and confidence in the way that they are sitting, but there's not a lot of ability, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. I'll start off with like a hey buddy, how you feeling right now?
Telepathically in your mind, Mewtwo responds, I've been better.
Understandable. I guess I really just want to know what's up. Don't know how to word this. Like,
yeah, if
what's up, bro?
I want to know
how's it hanging.
What he remembers, if he remembers everything that happened while he was in the armor, what level of control he had, what knowledge he has of NRG's plans, all the above.
Sure, just a general. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't have to role play it. We can just kind of assume that is the ask that's been made. Mewtwo will upright their posture a little bit as if engaged in a conversation, and will maintain eye contact and ask, where should we begin?
Beginning sounds like a great spot.
In the beginning.
Yeah, you say that, and that is kind of more or less where Mewtwo begins. Mewtwo says, it was about 16 years ago. I found myself born in a chamber, in a tube.
We're going to the beginning.
I don't have to narrate the entirety of it if you don't want, but if you want to, I'll go for it. How much backstory do you want here?
Bro's only 16, still in high school. Weirdo.
I can't believe Mewtwo's older than me. No.
Yeah. Roleplay wise, Schmidt won't interrupt him, but okay. For the sake of Dundra, we don't have to go into the full Mewtwo backstory.
For the sake of me,
I did say the beginning. I might have messed up here, but I won't be rude.
So Mewtwo will regale you with their entire history, unless you interrupt them. To save myself some breath, I will give you the Spark Notes version, if that is what you wish.
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay. Mewtwo will start from the beginning. Mewtwo will tell you that they were born on Cinnabar Island from their sibling, which they never met. They don't have incredible memories of this time, as a lot of it they feel like they were in incubation. They remember opening their eyes and being literally in the fetal position, suspended in liquid as they watch scientists work around them. They remember the names of two scientists, Dr. Fuji and Blaine. Mewtwo believes that these individuals are somehow like their parents, if that makes sense, aside from their sibling, which they were built from. Mewtwo recollects that the intention of their creation was to be sold to a wealthy man by the name of Giovanni. But a few months after their birth, Mewtwo escaped Cinnabar before this deal could be made, while things were still being tested with their new body, and settled into Cerulean Cave. Mewtwo spent 2 years in Cerulean Cave, pondering their creation and their purpose, and really just being all philosophical. 2 years later, while Mewtwo was minding their business in Cerulean Cave with the powerful Pokemon, surviving, trying to figure out what they're here for, a large team of individuals, of people dressed in ominous black and gray clothing, led by two powerful people, who Mewtwo would later learn are Cyrus and Giovanni. They stormed into Cerulean Cave with their teams and captured Mewtwo, not using Pokeballs, but with strange technology that bound Mewtwo into place. After this point is where things become more distorted. Memory is weaker, but Mewtwo will make a roll to recall what they can for you. Does great. You're going to get a lot of information. The purposes of the experiments, to Mewtwo's knowledge, there were moments in this time where they were being shuttled around between laboratories and like different strongholds, and different things were being done to them, very unpleasant things. It seemed that they underestimated Mewtwo's intelligence. They didn't underestimate Mewtwo's power. So Mewtwo overheard many conversations and learned a lot of what their goals and aims were. The primary purposes of utilizing Mewtwo with this team organization between Cyrus and Giovanni was to create supposedly the most powerful Pokemon even more powerful, and specifically using a rare artifact procured either as a gift or stolen from a woman from Kanto named Sabrina. They labeled this artifact as the Mind Plate. The researchers, the experimenters, these evil people, found difficulties incorporating Mewtwo with the Mind Plate. They suspected that it may have had something to do with Mewtwo's origin. Mewtwo themselves do not know. In the meantime, they bound Mewtwo in performance-enhancing armor while they continued to conduct these experiments. And alongside Mewtwo, the recollection is so strong that along with the Mind Plate was also gifted or procured or stolen a powerful Abra from Sabrina. And Abra was a kind of an experiment partner, not as powerful or as smart as Mewtwo, but it was more of a control for experiments. And in general, these experiments were much more successful on Abra. Eventually, Unova's most talented scientist, Colress, was recruited to aid in these experiments, obsessed with the idea of making Pokemon as powerful as possible. Mewtwo feels that Colress wasn't necessarily or isn't necessarily evil, just is really hell-bent on this one goal. Along other stakeholders in this process, Mewtwo gleaned, and if you peer at Mewtwo's armor, which you are all holding on to, you may see some corporation names, among them being Sylph and Devon, involved in manufacturing. But as far as their involvement in these evil schemes is unknown, they could have just perhaps been commissioned for parts and, you know, got a high bid, lots of money to produce these materials, and were not directly involved in the experimentation. After some more time, the armor became more complex and advanced and harnessed more of Mewtwo's power and made Mewtwo's agency less and less. Eventually, Hoenn was selected as a base of operations due to not only a central geographical location, but its expansive ecology and biodiversity. Mewtwo rolled well enough to remember the names of two Hoennian researchers, Dr. Cosmo and Watson, who were commissioned to work on this project in some respect. After an unknown time in captivity, Cyrus disappeared. Cyrus stopped showing up. Around the same time, Giovanni fell very ill. During this time, the experiments got more and more egregious, more damaging, more difficult for Mewtwo's body and mind to handle, as there was a sense of urgency during this time of insecurity of leadership. At some point, which again, Mewtwo rolled very high, so has a general point of knowledge. At some point between the Siege of Lilycove and the Siege of Mauville, Giovanni's consciousness was implanted in Mewtwo via the armor. So after this occurrence, Mewtwo's memory is basically none. This latest armor never allowed Mewtwo to rest or sleep or meditate. So it was like constantly being aware, but having no agency over your body. This armor also enhanced their abilities using a biological energy force derived from the mind plate. The name that was given to this energy was called Infinity Energy. Mewtwo suspects that with the breaking of the armor, that Giovanni has been killed.
Oh.
Oh.
That's your lore dump for you. That's due to Mewtwo's roles. This is the information that Mewtwo shares with you. And to be clear, specifically just Schmidt at this time.
Oh, that's a lot.
Mewtwo nods and says, I only wish I could remember more.
I'm sorry you had to go through that.
Mewtwo says, you have no reason to apologize unless you are somehow responsible.
No, I think just for the time being, I would like to keep you here and keep you safe. I do plan on releasing you, but I fear of if you get captured again.
Mewtwo
so
nods.
I would like to keep you safe during that time.
Mewtwo nods and agrees. Mewtwo says, in my weakened state, I'm not confident in how well I can fend for myself. I will trust your guidance for now, as you are my captor.
I don't like captor, but...
Well, what would you prefer?
Friend, if you accept it.
Mewtwo accepts. He says,
cool.
Very well.
I like hold out a hand to like shake it.
Oh, sure. Roll a handshake.
Oh, handshake roll. Do I get anything with that, or is that just
maybe?
Your palms are sweaty.
Natural 20 on the handshake.
You crit it?
Yeah.
Yo,
let's fucking
that's
go.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. Mewtwo really trusts Schmidt for some reason. With this handshake,
we don't know.
No, sorry. With this handshake being a natural 20, you get the sense that Mewtwo kind of knows who you are. There's like a feeling that Mewtwo is familiar with you in some way, which begs the question after the handshake. Also, I should describe the handshake. Mewtwo has three-fingered hands, very large hands and very large fingers. It feels weird to shake because like there's no alignment because your fingers don't like fit the same way, but the gesture is still there. It's still appreciated. Mewtwo has a relatively firm grip, but you can tell that, you know, it's like it's not fully there. A little weak, kind of a rubbery kind of flesh. It's almost, it has a sticky's the wrong word. What am I trying to think of?
I hate it.
It's not sticky.
I'm out.
Guys, I literally will say things and I'm like, that's not it. And then you guys are like, that's it.
Government assigned handshake working at level.
It's like, why are you saying it?
Is it like silicone?
No, I'm trying to describe the sensation of where you, it's like rubbery.
I'm just saying, Rich, we have an editor, like you can think about it.
Yeah.
Like,
no, I have to say things. I'm improvising. It can't be stopped.
I'm going to start hitting you with the new choice thing.
Oh, yeah, go for it.
It's a sticky, rubbery hand. No, got it.
No. New choice.
New choice.
Okay, disregard sticky.
Well, now I can only regard sticky.
Oh, my God, guys.
I'm thinking about.
Okay.
The stickiest, rubberiest hand. Got it.
It's like one of those sticky hands.
Oh my God. Oh. No, that is not the case.
It's one of them sticky hands.
We're moving on. I'm no longer describing the hands. Mewtwo will conclude the handshake and ask, well, now it's your turn.
I'll tell him Schmidt's personal history first, and then I will give the lore dump of everything Schmidt has learned since being on this journey about his history.
Okay. To what depth do you describe your interactions with the arcane that you've encountered since you've started with the Quacko Paco, including plates, including Zoe, including energy, etc.?
Through all of it.
Very well.
Mewtwo was very open with me, so I will match the same level of openness.
Okay. Mewtwo listens very attentively and often nods as if they knew what you were about to say. There's a few things that they are strangely familiar with. So they ask, well, this is very good news. It seems that You are fighting as a force of good, which is very important in this dire times. As if NRG is successful in their plot, the world as we know it may change forever. Mewtwo follows up that with, as you can see, I am in an incredibly weakened state. I will need some significant time to recover. However, if you have been collecting these artifacts, would you perhaps have allies with the aspect of growth or the aspect of play? Because if so, that may aid me in my restoration.
The what now?
Mewtwo will back up a little bit.
The aspect of what?
The aspect of growth or the aspect of play are the terms that have been given. Mewtwo backs up and says, what NRG is attempting with these rare artifacts, these plates, as they are described, is to create Pokemon that are more powerful than the world has ever seen. What they are failing to see is that these plates are already capable of doing so without malicious scientific intervention. It is a process that I don't fully understand, but I do know this about it. Of their creator's intention of how they function with Pokemon within the world, they are assigned to an individual creature that aligns with that type. When that assignment happens, they are titled thus as an aspect. It is the aspect's duty to maintain the power and use it for good. That being said, I would assume that along your adventures, you may have made allies with the aspect of growth or the aspect of play.
The aspect
terminology is throwing me, but I will describe our interactions with the Atlas Stone and Alpha Sully and all that. I'm like, is that what you're talking about?
Mewtwo gives a nod. Mewtwo says, yes, yes. It seems that you may not have gotten all the information. Based on what I know from the times, the Pokemon I spoke with and the times that I've spent in Cerulean Cave, this is the terminology and the function. They are to be the guardians of their assigned plate. And it sounds to me that you are accompanied by, at the very least, the aspect of flame.
Oh. Yeah, okay. So the Pokemon assigned to the plate is the aspect. Caught up, got it. Aspect of growth or aspect of play? So is that grass or fairy? Play is kind of throwing me.
Are you asking, or you can roll an arcana check?
I'll roll an arcana check for this one. I don't think Schmidt is saying any of this out loud.
Okay.
I rolled the two, so.
Okay, not sure. Having a hard time. You're not even sure if growth is correct for grass, as you feel like it could be something else.
Yeah. No, I don't believe we've run into any other aspects. Although we haven't really tested much else with our party.
Mewtwo says, very well. I'm sure you will in time. I know with certainty that Neo Rocket Galactic possesses many, if not most, of these artifacts. Whether or not they possess allyship with their associated aspects, I have a feeling they do not.
Well, this talk has all been very heavy, and I am hungry. Would you like to join us downstairs for soup?
Mewtwo lets out a telepathic chuckle and says, I myself am famished. I would love nothing more than to consume some soup with you and your friends.
Cool. I'll, like, walk in front of Mewtwo and make sure everybody's like, hey, everybody, quiet down. About to do something.
Okay. Yeah, you do that.
And then I'll just kind of let Mewtwo in, just kind of gently.
Sure.
As to try not to overwhelm him.
Mewtwo has to duck under the door frame. That is the threshold from the study to the common area. And is really just walking. Walking pretty slowly, using hands to stabilize along the walls and the railing, not using any psychic powers. But after stepping through the threshold, Mewtwo stands as upright as they can and looks around and makes eye contact with every individual, including Faye. Faye is going to make a roll here. Very good. That is a 6. Faye starts screaming. Faye goes, ah! What have you done? And is just very confused and scared.
Do we calm her down or do we knock her out?
Calm her down.
I was going to say, fine. While Schmidt was having that conversation, can Cindy have been making soup?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. So soup is at least cooking or like almost finished being cooked.
Yeah, you'll have to consume some berries, either of your own or that your parents had stored. Either is fine.
I think berry farm berries, even if they're not as good quality, they'll make good soup.
Okay, sure.
Pumpkin and Bud help collect berries for the soup.
Oh, sure, yeah. Bud goes crazy for that. And Pumpkin collects you. Bud just, like, gets them indiscriminately, where Pumpkin will, like, choose a few of the best ones. What are you doing for Faye?
Calming her down. I'll be like, hey, it's okay. It's okay. He's friendly.
Okay. I'll need a persuasion from you.
And then Schmidt also kind of moves his body in between Faye and Mewtwo, just in case.
16.
Okay. Faye calms down a little bit. She is still breathing heavy and is, like, concerned, but she's kind of in the situation. This is easily the most frazzled you've seen her, which is kind of surprising, because she's generally been very calm, but she did not expect this. There's another NPC reaction that is notably different, and it's Gimli. The only acknowledgement that Gimli shows is that he stands as if, like, greeting Mewtwo as they enter the room. Gimli is, like, not really concerned. Gimli has the feeling that he will learn what he needs to from the Paco and from Mewtwo, and that he can trust being around his dad, and the people that make company with his father probably make good decisions, so he's not worried about it.
For sure. Always good decisions.
The We've best decisions.
Good decisions and never We've bad
only
ones.
Only ever made good decisions, yeah.
Also, for what it's worth, he saw Mewtwo be captured, so, you know, where Faye may not have all of that context. So, yeah. Introductions? Anyone say anything or ask any questions to Mewtwo? What are the things you say?
Soup? If soup is ready, I don't know if I need to roll for soup.
Yeah, no, we can just start off with the soup. No, yeah, roll. Definitely roll for soup.
For soup for sure.
Just a straight d20. Yeah. I will probably add bonuses that you have based on your familiarity with berries and stuff. So
seven.
You know, it's got some love in it. It's got love and it's edible. The flavors don't super line up. It's got like a sweet spicy thing going on, which I would personally love, but is not palatable for everyone. Do you serve like with just a bowl? Do you hand it to Mewtwo? Do you put it on the table?
I will set the table.
Okay.
With enough for, I guess, I don't know how big the table is, but.
It's quite large.
Set the table for everybody.
Sure. Yeah. If there's enough room for everyone. And yeah, we'll say soup is served. Why not? With your seven, no one will be receiving any particular bonuses, but it is nice. And it helps emotionally kind of stabilize everyone, which is a very good gesture. Does anyone have anything that they would like to do or say, even if it's unrelated to Mewtwo being in the room eating soup?
I will ask Schmidt what he was talking about with Mewtwo.
Yeah, I won't go into detail, but I'll just kind of like rehash to everyone. I don't really, my concern is I don't want to hash out in front of Faye.
Because
we don't really know Faye's alignments for thing yet.
Okay, so are you going to omit some details?
Or maybe like try to convince Faye to like leave the room.
Okay.
I don't know, maybe like, hey, maybe help Pumpkin with the garden or something. Or
yeah.
Like try to casually just kind of shoo her out of the room. Not really shoo, but
you'll have to roll for that. Whether it's deception or persuasion, up to you.
Oh, I'm a deceptive motherfucker.
Okay.
That is a dirty 21.
Yeah. Faye seems like she was maybe a little hungry, finishes her soup very quickly, and Schmidt gives the idea of helping out in the garden to get some more berries for food, and Faye says, yeah, why not? I could use the fresh air. And she steps out.
Cool. Then I will give everyone the rundown of what Mewtwo has told me, specifically with emphasis of the new information of like about the aspects. And how there's confirmed one Pokemon to be associated as the guardian of each plate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Interesting.
Would now be a bad time for a demonstration? I like hold Soli's Pokeball like ready to go.
it would tire her
Pokemon
out.
To do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
You could bring out Soli and be like, this is the one, but.
Okay.
I wouldn't
I'll
actually
send Soli
do
out.
Thing. Yeah.
Okay, with the, you know, the Pokeball opening, a flash of light, Soli enters the field, and by the field I mean the dining room. Soli struts around very beautifully, a powerful fire-type Pokemon in her own right, but you observe a strange behavior from Mewtwo as he gets out of the table and steps near Soli and kneels down in respect. And he says, it is a pleasure. I don't, you don't
Can
have
Soli,
to.
Like, communicate with him or anything?
Maybe.
I give Soli like a thumbs up, like, good job.
Okay. Yeah. Soli and Mewtwo lock eyes, and telepathically you all hear from Mewtwo, say, "Is that so? Very good." And it seems that they are starting to have a small conversation as Soli says nothing. Just lots of just words from you two, like, "Oh, that's nice," or "Tell me more," or things like that. You just aren't getting any of the meat in it, but Soli is clearly invested and is like now wagging her nine tails and just having a really fun time.
Aw, I'm so glad.
Side question. Mewtwo was possessed by the consciousness of Giovanni in the armor.
Correct.
That brings up several things. One, we need to like completely destroy this armor. Two, because they were asking for Cabbage specifically. So does that confirm that Cabbage is the aspect? Or an aspect?
The aspect of play, yeah.
Are you asking or are you conferring among yourselves?
I mean, we're probably talking out loud.
Conversation, but yeah.
So you are including Mewtwo in it?
Yeah.
Okay. Could you reiterate your
question? Maybe not directed at Mewtwo, but kind of just directed as the group in general.
I would like to hear what you guys have to say before Mewtwo gets involved.
I would say that that surprises me, but I suppose it's possible. And I assume Cabbage is probably out.
It's like, ask her? Are the aspects like not chosen because of proximity? Because like it seems like Soli became the aspect after the like the Camerupt in the volcano was kind of like consumed by the volcano. Like my thought there is that like Soli became the aspect following like the, for lack of a better explanation, like the death of what I'm assuming is maybe the previous one.
Right. But I have no idea how Cabbage would have become the aspect of the fairy stone if
exactly.
It is true.
Yeah.
Is she from the moon? I don't know. Assuming that it's in the moon. That would be crazy. Cabbage, you aren't from the moon, are you?
Roll for Cabbage.
Jesus Christ.
What am I rolling for Cabbage?
It's just a D20.
Just a D20? Okay, 14.
14?
Yeah.
Cabbage gives a little playful smile and a twirl and causes many dazzling gleams to light up on her little candies, on her charms. It seems that she is like, if you, Elodie, were to interpret this, she's being like kind of sarcastic and whimsical. She is from the Galar region, for sure. But she's like, there's a part of me that's out of this world. You know, that's the idea.
Okay, cute. All right, well, I don't know.
Do you...
I suppose...
Yeah, sorry.
We could ask... I could also ask if she is... The aspect of play is the term, or any other aspect.
Okay. Roll the d20, I guess.
5.
Cabbage does not know what you're talking about.
That's fair.
Are you looping in Mewtwo to the conversation?
Yeah.
Okay. Perhaps we will say that he overheard you. He uprights himself a little bit. He's kind of hunched over, clearly a little tired. Gives Soli a little pet. Soli loves it. And just continues to sit and watch and listen. Mewtwo says, "Well, the selection of the aspects isn't random. The very first time it happened, many, many eons ago, the original one designated specific Pokemon to hold the title of aspect. When their time had come, either to pass away, or perhaps they were defeated in a major conflict, or they volunteered to give up their power, is when it would pass on to the next heir. How the heir was decided was never clear. That being said, Pokemon aren't aspects until they receive the plate. Additionally, as was discovered in the experiments on myself and on my friend the Abra, there has to be a conviction. There has to be a will and a desire to overtake this responsibility."
I have a question. Did that Abra have a name?
Rolling a history. That's an 18. Mewtwo says, "The Abra went by many names, many experimental names, projects, titles such as that. But in our own conversations, in the brief moments when we had them, they addressed themselves as Cause."
Oh, fuck.
You should also get...
drinking water.
Did we check the side plate?
Do we have...
We did. We did. I believe they have it.
Did...
Yep, they
but that means Kaz is the
it's the psychic. He's the psychic aspect. Yeah.
So they can't do much with it without Kaz.
Wait, but
right?
Yes, but they like what would that mean except that they have Kaz?
Do they?
Well, Sam does. Well, and how would Sam have it?
What do you mean? Have Kaz?
What are you talking? Yeah. Having an aspect person doesn't mean they have, like, the plate doesn't fit the aspect person.
They're no, but she's saying how would Sam have gotten Kaz if she was not in relation to one of the evil teams? Right.
Exactly. That's
but weren't we speculating that she was...
That tracks, like, completely. It's not necessarily, like, a correlation.
She could have saved him or something. Yeah.
He's, like battle scarred. He was experimented on, like, very clearly. That's why he's so scarred and beat up and muscular like a fucking prisoner.
Above table, it was confirmed that Symmetra's brother was Silver, who in the games is confirmed to be a child of Giovanni. So.
Yeah, and we've already confirmed that Dad was on his deathbed, who is Giovanni. That's a given. That's like, that was already
there. Well, we've already confirmed that his consciousness was transferred into the Mewtwo armor. But...
Yeah.
Right, and she was looking for him.
For sure.
So does that mean we've taken down the leader?
We
took out Giovanni, so we took out the brains of the operation? Yeah.
I feel like they had other brains of the operation, because they put his consciousness in the armor.
But also, more brains, like that's not a confirmation. It's just like, it's not a confirmation that this links, like, Sam directly to what energy was, like, in the same way where it's like, there's still doubt. Like, it's not completely 100%. Just like, we can't confirm that Giovanni's dead. Like, there's no way to confirm that just based on, like, separating the consciousness. Sure, it could be the case, but they also could have backups. We could have, like, a weird, like, Mr. House sees, or, like, Walt Disney in a fucking cryotube situation, you know? Like, it's not necessarily 100%, like, yep, he's dead. Yep, Sam, because of having this Pokemon means this. Like, no, it doesn't. Like, it doesn't 100% mean anything. It could be. Like, and it seems likely, but it does not like, oh, that's it. This is it. It's perfect. Like, no, there's still doubt. Like, there could be other things going on there that we don't have the full story of. It's not just a one-to-one thing.
The speculation and theorizing is great. I do want to confirm / provide one detail. When the red-haired man spoke of looking for his sister, he clarified adopted sister.
Yes.
That is all.
Because we were speculating that potentially it was like Cyrus and that she was looking for her father.
Right.
But.
Can I ask Mewtwo if he has ever met anyone named Sam or Symmetra?
Oh, shit.
Sure. Mewtwo will roll a history.
Schmidt, like, visibly, like, stiffens up and freezes whenever they mention that.
Yeah.
Not the Boo Thang.
A 13, which is pretty good, but not insanely high. Mewtwo says, those names sound familiar, but I can't pin one exactly. But if I'm thinking of who I feel like you're thinking of, I do remember one individual who may have gone by one of those names. Probably one of the only people who, in my time in captivity with Neo Rocket Galactic, was kind to me. A small child who, in between shifts, would run into the experimentation chamber and spend time with me and Kaz and say nice things and be playful.
Oh,
oh fuck.
You're gonna make me cry.
See,
you're
man.
Make me cry right now.
Look, I'm so glad I took that side. Like, I was. Now, again, that's me jumping the other direction, but also, come on. You feel like you're eating shit now, don't you? Like.
I do think.
Hashtag Gimli was right.
But I do think that confirms that she's involved in this shit somehow.
Yeah, but it doesn't also necessarily mean that she's
not
like
evil.
A bad guy. She's not a bad person.
But like also like Cindy's parents were involved in evil teamery and Cindy is not.
Right.
So just because
we
Sam's
are not our
parents. Just because Sam's parents did take your child to work day and mine didn't doesn't make her any more evil than
not
me.
Not take your child to evil lair work day.
Sound a little bitter
like
about that one.
Dr. Doofenshmirtz and Vanessa.
This is where daddy works. Like, okay, all right, dude. He's just capturing Mewtwo to take over the tri-state area.
That is very Vanessa.
It's for baloney.
Yeah.
What is this, a far-fetched? Barry the Farfetch'd. Okay, we need to get back on track.
Oh my god, we need Quacko with a little head. Quacko, wait, no, the far-fetched.
No, but I was going to say, we should try to get Pumpkin in here and see if maybe Mewtwo can convince Pumpkin to do the thing if Pumpkin is the aspect for the grass plate.
Okay. Do you summon Pumpkin? In the house.
Sure. I'll like, because I think Pumpkin was out with Faye, so I might try to get Pumpkin without getting Faye in the house.
Correct. Yeah. How do you summon Pumpkin? Is there a whistle? Is it a call? What is it?
I don't know. I guess Cindy would have something.
Well, what is it?
Pretending it's not Pumpkin.
She's gonna like pat on her, like tap on her thighs and be like, "Pumpy, pumpy, pumpkin, pumpy, pumpy, pumpkin."
See, that's great. I love that.
Oh
yeah.
My god!
You do that. No need to roll. Pumpkin knows this rhythm immediately. And you hear in the distance a gleeful sound that Victory Bell makes and hops towards the door as quickly as Pumpkin can. What do you do slash say to Pumpkin?
I'm gonna, like, I guess introduce Pumpkin to Mewtwo. Like, Pumpkin, have you met Mewtwo? This is our new friend. We're trying to make him feel safe and comfortable. And just kind of, like, do that, hoping that maybe, like, Mewtwo, I don't know if he can psychologically feel out my vibes, being like, I think Pumpkin's the aspect, but I don't know if Pumpkin knows they're the aspect.
Okay. Mewtwo does kind of a cursory look over of Pumpkin, the Victory Bell, putting on as friendly as a disposition as possible. Mewtwo looks them over, doesn't make contact or anything, and turns to Cindy and says, this is not the aspect of growth.
Knew it.
Okay. No, that's fine.
You know, it is Bud here?
Is it Bud?
Oh, true. It's definitely Bud. It has to be Bud.
That's why he can talk, dude.
Mewtwo.
He grew a voice, dog's dog.
Mewtwo gets closer to Pumpkin and kind of interacts, and much like Soli, Pumpkin is delighted to spend time with Mewtwo. They may be having a conversation of some sort. Mewtwo kind of kneels down and says, perhaps at one time this Victory Bell assumed the responsibility of Aspect, but they do not possess the conviction or the desire to hold that title.
That's fair. Yeah, Pumpkin was like, get that thing the fuck away from me when I was like, Atlas Stone? She's like, nah. Okay.
Yeah, where's my butt at? Mewtwo, he needs to come get some soup.
Mewtwo does want to, like, clarify that assumption. I guess maybe asking Cindy if you can confirm whether or not Pumpkin was maybe at one point the aspect of growth.
Oh, I guess I could, like, yeah. It's like, were they at one time the aspect of growth? Like, did the title change recently?
Per your knowledge, like, he's asking Cindy, what do you think?
Oh, do I know?
Yeah.
I know that
they transformed at one point, yeah.
Yes, they definitely took on a protective role over the stone. I don't know how permanent or temporary that like conviction was, because Team Energy was trying to take it and they, like, Pumpkin defended it and defended the berry farm.
Mewtwo,
but was so consumed by, like, the power that it even fought us when we tried to save Pumpkin.
Yeah, that will provide some clarity. Mewtwo will nod and say, I see. It was out of desperation. And we'll, you know, continue interacting with Pumpkin. And Mewtwo will stand back up and address everyone and say, well, presumably then, the aspect of growth is currently unassigned.
Hey, bud. I'm
bud, joking. You want some soup?
Are you calling in, bud?
I am. You should get some soup, bud.
Yeah. Ah. You hear, like, from way off in the distance, like a, like Squidward feet, plop, 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 like coming closer and closer. And then coming through the sliding glass door that leads to the outside gardens is Bud. And he says, oh boy, I heard about some soup. I can't wait to have some soup. I'm so excited. I've been tilling the soil all day, and I just want to come inside and have a little drink of some soup. Did Cindy make it? I think Cindy's a really good cook. I've heard if it's from the berries that are around here, it's going to be delicious, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
My bad soup. I don't want to feed Bud my bad soup. I feed him the soup anyway.
Okay.
Oh, he'll love it. He's fine.
Do you just, like, he doesn't stop moving, but do you, like, pour it in his mouth?
Sure, or I give him, like, a spoon so he can do his thing.
Sure. Yeah. But, oh, you give him a spoon. That's funny. We'll say that.
Like, because I figure he could, like, jump on one leg and, like, scoop.
No, that's exactly what he does. He skips around on one foot. The bowl is on the table. And he scoops soup into his mouth as he jumps. And he's, like, hopping. And he's like, this is delicious. Thank you so much, Cindy. I'm so glad you brought me in for this. What else can I do for you today?
Is he our only other grass Pokemon? Like, what other grass Pokemon do we have?
That's the only one, yeah.
Yeah, oh,
baby.
Man.
Ask him if he has conviction.
Yeah, I think he's only made of conviction.
Does Mewtwo react to Bud at all in this current state? Because he just said this role is unassigned and we called Bud in. Does he have any thoughts?
roll an insight.
Because I am very curious.
Mewtwo, thoughts on Bud's conviction? Also, he can talk?
And that's 7.
Mewtwo, you can't get a read on like their expression or anything, but Mewtwo does say, this Toad School is quite spirited.
Mm.
Schmidt is doing the Excalibur face.
Yeah. So Bud, we never asked you. We just assume. Why? Do you know why you can talk?
Bud will say, you know, as long as I can remember, this is always just something that I knew how to do. I was a very young Toad School. I was a little sapling at the time, and I think I just was really determined to make something happen. I wanted to be special in some way, and I found myself traveling all over the world, and I found that everywhere I went, it proved to be very useful to speak to humans. So I learned how to speak to them, and they were very helpful in my journeys. A lot of them hated me, but a lot of them loved me, and I've had some very good travels in my day.
Wow, it Bud, sounds like you have a lot of conviction, Bud.
Bud, do you mind asking me how old are you?
He's going to roll history, because, yeah.
Dude can't hold on to a thought to save his life, so he just says all the things.
He has only thoughts.
Bud says, to be perfectly honest, I have a very tenuous grasp of time.
You know what that checks out.
That tracks, yeah, that makes perfect sense. The ADHD mind is very powerful.
Do you remember your
time
birthday?
Dilation is wild.
Bud says, of course I remember. The breeze was blowing, the wind was fresh, the saplings were all sprouting out of the ground, and I appeared under a tree.
Yeah, I don't know why I was expecting anything different.
Yeah, do you remember the day you were born? Yes, I was born exactly like this.
Well, we could ask like historical moments. Like, do you remember a time where it was like uncharacteristically rainy or uncharacteristically hot in the Hoenn region?
Ooh.
Which would like
that's
I might remember like major events.
That's a real good question. Yeah, let me see what Bud knows. Bud says, "You know, that's very interesting. I wasn't around for anything like that, but I've heard from the trees that something like that happened a few years ago."
You heard from the trees?
Bud says,
"Tell me, talk to people."
Bud, can you wait? You heard from the trees, Bud?
Bud says,
"What does that mean?"
Well, of course, the plants don't talk to me, but I have a good feeling of where they've been and what they've been through, and I can just kind of tell by looking at their bark or touching their leaves or playing with their twigs.
Bro.
He's gonna be perfect for this farm.
Oh
fuck
my god!
The grass blade. Fuck the grass blade, man. Truly, this is all he need. Like the farm needed.
Oh my god, it's so funny. Oh, he just knows what the plants want, dude.
Goated farmer.
Honestly, yeah, the best farmer ever. You know, Bud, with that skill, you're gonna make an excellent farmer.
Roll a charisma. I know it's genuine, but I'm curious as to like how he interprets it.
12.
Yeah, that means a lot coming from Gimli. Bud says, oh, wow, do you really think so? Yeah, I just really enjoy spending time with plants, and I think they really like me, too. And being on this farm has been such a blast. I haven't had this much fun since I lived in the woods south of Rustboro.
I'm so glad.
So are we going to ask him to be the plate, or is he just going to be the berry farmer?
Why not both?
I guess.
Superior growth, dude. Bud, you have conviction, and you want to be special, right?
Bud says, of course, yes, I would love to be special. I think I'm already a little special, but I'm always doing my best to be as unique as possible.
That's very good. I want to try something with you. Is that okay?
I'll pull out the Atlas Stone.
Can I recommend we do this not in the house?
Yeah, we're gonna go outside.
Bud says, outside, I love it outside. I'll see you in a bit. And he zooms outside.
Can I convince Faye to come back inside?
Sure,
I mean,
she...
Faye might be doing her own thing. Like, what's Faye doing? Because if she's far enough out that like she's doing whatever, we don't need to like bother her.
Yeah, she's outside. She's kind of just like looking around the farm. She's like looking at the berry trees and like touching the leaves and like looking in the shed and just kind of checking out the landscape. She's got her hands in her pockets, just kind of walking around.
It's fine. We could go out like the back. If she's in the front, we'll go out the back door.
She's in the back in the gardens. So you could go out the front to the front of the house if you want.
Yeah, we could do that.
Okay.
Right. Is that good, Squids?
Yeah.
Schmidt.
Schmidt's definitely going to like try to keep an eye out on her to make sure. Just concerned about if she has the information, like how much she can blab, you know, if she like gets captured for some reason.
Sure. You won't be able to see her from the front unless you walk around the side facade of the house and then you can peer over the fences. If you want to do that, just kind of.
Can I send out Walter and have Walter dig a tunnel under the house?
to track.
Under the whole just, like, house.
Tremor sense her to come around. Maybe he doesn't even. Tremor sense is 80 feet. So would that cover where she is.
You could just instruct him to get close enough to where it would.
Yeah, just instruct Walter to get close enough to where it would and then warn me if she gets too close.
Walter can
if she's within 80 feet, that's already pretty close. Like, you know what I mean?
Too close, yeah. Yeah.
Walter can be assigned to keep an eye on Faye. That is totally fine. So are we gathering out front?
Yeah.
Great.
I pull out the Atlas Stone.
You do that.
Yeah, I'm gonna explain to Bud. I'm like, all right, Bud. So you clearly are Pokemon with very strong conviction. And we think that you might be the aspect of growth. So
you could be.
You could be. And I just want to see if that's true. So I would like you to touch this rock.
He did before.
Oh, did he?
It was with a different intention, correct?
Yes. Yeah. It was just to see the location. But yes, he did touch the... He's seen the Atlas Stone before. He has touched it before. So this is not unfamiliar.
Yeah.
Now, I want you to touch this rock with the idea that you want to protect the plate inside. Not just tracking something, but that you want to be a hero.
Yeah, roll a persuasion.
I'm asking a lot of Bud.
Oh, shit.
No,
Bud's already 20, a hero.
21.
He is.
Yeah, Bud, for the first time, doesn't speak. He continues to pace, but he makes eye contact with Gimli and gives a nod. And will you do anything before he just splats his face on the Atlas Stone?
No. That sounds perfect.
Okay. Yeah, he does that. And with a satisfying, like, kind of smush kind of sound. You notice a change. The first thing that you experienced, besides a glow coming out of Bud, is that from all around you and all around the front of the house, plants begin to sprout out of the ground, and vines begin to scale the sides of the house, and the air is incredibly fresh. You look around you, and all the trees in the immediate area begin to sway as if a wind is blowing, and all of their leaves turn greener. You see as Bud's tentacly little noodle feet stick themselves into the ground entirely, and tiny little mushrooms and weeds and flowers grow along his feet. Moving up his body, you see him get significantly taller. The white legs probably double in size, and his head portion elongates and becomes larger. And rather than a rounded top, it extends into what I can best describe as almost like a loosely brimmed witch's hat. It becomes very large and wide, and it has a brim around it. His expression becomes serious, and his face becomes patterned with more and more dots. Plants are growing all around of his feet, which are currently planted, and he now rises to be about as tall as Schmidt. He moves in the ground, rotates his body, and looks at Gimli. Bud says in a deep voice, "You have entrusted me with an unbelievable power granted by the original one. As your companion and trusted ally, I shall wield this immense ability in your aid exclusively. I pray that you do not mishandle my great gift, and I, in return, shall bestow you with capabilities never before imagined. My body may be relatively frail in comparison to your earthen companions, such as Trevor. However, my intellect is vast, and my cunning is unmatched. Gimli of Sinnoh, I am at your command."
Understood, my friend.
Is Mewtwo with us?
I was crying during this transformation, thinking about how the Discord's gonna freak the fuck out when they're like,
here's boss music, specifically this song.
God, that's so funny.
But like,
during
Mewtwo
the transformation,
specifically for growth.
During the transformation, you do see Mewtwo give a kneel and a bow. Very respectfully to Alpha Bud, the aspect of growth.
I love this. I love this so much.
It's really funny.
Are there any
Bud to help Mewtwo? Sorry.
Yes, I like that idea. I'm just curious if Gimli, if you'll open the sheet and maybe if you want to deliver any key points.
Oh, his int's 20. He is intelligent.
Dope.
Dude. He's crazy.
The, like...
Aspect of growth, Bud has agreed to the serious aspect of the mysterious artifact in wisdom +8, HP +20, can use melee moves at range through plant and fungi. More effects have yet to be discovered. So he can attack from any plant as a melee move? That's kind of dope. Oh, so you can just Giga Drain off of plant life. Or off of other plants. That's really fucking ridiculous. Wait, I can make the plants tickle people.
That's like, amazing.
Oh, there's vines on that tree. Okay, so yeah, he has control over plants and fungi, has rapid growth. Oh, you mislabeled it's a sleight of hand. It's sleight of tentacle.
Oh, true. True, true, true.
Oh, my God.
How could you? It's on my sheet. It's very important. No, this is really cool.
What is the next course of action?
This is amazing, but is there any way we can help Mewtwo at all with your current power?
Mewtwo stands up, and Bud and Mewtwo make eye contact, and they both have very stoic, serious expressions as Bud rotates in the ground to face Mewtwo. And Bud and Mewtwo say in synergy, as whether one of them is saying this on behalf of the other or not, but they say at the same time, we need a nest.
Okay. How can
Sorry?
We
Mewtwo and Bud both kind of like shake their heads, like as if they are clearing themselves, their minds. And Mewtwo speaks to you all telepathically to say, what is meant by that is that I will need somewhere safe to rest.
I see.
We have that basement area.
Yeah, do you?
Where the plate was originally.
Y'all want to go hang out in the basement? Like, is that safe enough?
Love basements.
Yeah.
Bud get to the basement in his current form?
You haven't tried.
Okay.
We've got Walter. Shouldn't be an issue.
Okay.
To dig him up. Or just to go hole straight to the basement.
Yeah.
Mewtwo and Bud look at each other, and Mewtwo says, let's give it a look.
Okay.
Do you all go down to the basement?
Yes.
Okay. You do that. You can see that as Bud moves, he does not move his legs anymore. He's not walking. He's simply gliding through the ground. As the threshold of the house approaches, like mossy, like roots and fungi and just plant matter extends from his feet. You don't actually see his feet at all. And they continue to glide over the wood of the house. And it seems like as they connect with the wood that the house is made out of, as he passes by, little flowers and weeds sprout on the wood. And then as he leaves, they disintegrate into nothingness. But as he touches natural matter, they all begin to bloom and grow.
That's so fine.
Bud and Mewtwo descend along with the rest of the Paco. And Mewtwo looks around and he says, this should be suitable. It is quite large for a basement, quite empty, full of natural life. It reminds me a bit of Cerulean Cave. Bud gives a nod to Mewtwo and looks at Gimli and says, Master, I believe that I can assist Mewtwo in their recovery. Would you instruct me to help create this nest?
Absolutely, please do it.
Bud says, very well. And from his tentacly feet that are implanted in the ground, Bud kind of looks up and moans, goes, oh, and then the entire room just flourishes, just blooms and plants from floor to ceiling because it was already kind of like a dirt basement. The entire area is full of plant life. You also see that the slot in the wall, in the far wall where this plate was kept when Pumpkin was defending it, begins to glow. And all of the natural-looking conduit and, like, almost like wires, veins maybe, that spread along the basement walls and ceiling begin to light up. And there's, like, a green pulsing energy flowing throughout all of them. There's a particular pile that is formed under Mewtwo's feet where lots of grassy terrain and plants and mushrooms and even some small trees just begin to immediately grow. It looks like a very comfortable place to lie down and take a nap. Mewtwo sits in a cross-legged position, and you can see as green energy pulses through his body from the ground beneath him. Mewtwo looks at all of you and says a couple things. First, Mewtwo says telepathically in all of your minds, thank you. This will greatly aid in my recovery. And he also looks at Bud and thanks him the same way. Additionally, Mewtwo says, I believe in your group, the Quacko Paco, as being responsible for the fate of what is good in the world. With this amount of recovery, I may grant you one psychic miracle of my ability. I will let you choose. What Mewtwo is offering you with having some powers restored is one, a group teleport, or two, a usage of future sight.
How far of a group teleport we talking?
Mewtwo says, with my limited power, I would not be able to exceed the boundaries of the Hoenn region.
Okay, that's far enough.
It's still pretty good.
That would be a one-way ticket, though.
Yeah.
But we have, who's her face? Diana.
Right. But I'm saying if we wanted to, like, I don't know, check on Dooford. we would be
would not be doing that. Yeah. I don't think we'd be doing that.
What's the limitations on feature site?
Mewtwo says, it depends on how specific you can make your request and how far in the future it may entail. Mewtwo also says, what is also unique about Future Sight and about the world as we know it is that the future may sometimes be changed. However, based on the current path that we are on is what my predictions will be made of.
This is some Shulk Xenoblade shit. Okay.
I mean, we could figure out like what NRG's plans are, like where they intend to strike next.
You also don't have to decide. You don't have to decide right now. But yeah, please keep asking questions also.
Yeah, is the future site limited to like us, or can we ask a future site about any particular person?
Mewtwo says, I would require some sort of point of reference. Maybe if it is not one of you, or if it's a generic situation, I may require an artifact or personal belonging or something that can help me understand what I'm future sighting about.
You gonna future sight Sam?
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm thinking about. Is Cabbage out?
I kind of like the lore dump over the teleport, I'm going to be honest.
Cabbage is out, yeah. Yeah, I think that's probably going to be better for us.
I was going to very selfishly walk over to Cabbage and take out the whatever candy, jewel, gem.
We also have the journal.
Yeah, we're both.
This is true, but
I feel like this moment might be a little bit more sentimental, though.
Okay.
Yeah, just grab whatever candy from Cabbage and then hand it to me, too. And say, can you tell me the future of this person?
Just general future. Are you looking like anything more specific to that?
I think like near future. Like, I don't know, it's a little selfish, but like less than 24 hours. So that way we know immediate location.
Okay, so you want to know where Sam will
and
be.
And status?
Yeah.
And her well-being within the next 24 hours.
Yep.
Okay. It's technically a Mewtwo roll, and he is very powerful. Instead, I want each of the players to roll a d20 to determine how much info we can get from this.
Yeah, Mewtwo breaking the fourth wall is so crazy.
It's more fun if you guys roll dice.
That's true.
10.
Okay. Is this any particular, just a straight
just d20? Just a d20. Tell me what you get.
You can, you can skip me.
Okay, you got a 1.
I got a 1.
Okay, add that
up. I got
up.
An 18.
Okay, so 10, 16, 18, and 1.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
What the fuck, Chris? You're looking for Sam's location and well-being within the next 24 hours, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Mewtwo will hold the gift from Cabbage. Cabbage can just plop it off and kind of hand it to Mewtwo. Mewtwo will hold it in between his hands, vertically, suspended, using psychic powers. And Mewtwo's eyes will glow a purplish pink as his pupils roll into the back of his head, and he conducts a future sight. While analyzing this artifact with Mewtwo's psychic powers, Mewtwo will then project images into all of your minds as you temporarily lose consciousness and are transplanted into the consciousness of another person. You get kind of quick glimpses, vignettes, you experience sights and sounds and smells, but they are all blurred. They aren't fully cohesive, but what you do initially see and feel is a feeling of rushedness, perhaps anxiety, and rummaging through an office. You look out the window and you see a large city landscape. You turn and you're going in a desk and you're pulling out items and objects and artifacts. You place your hand on a box and then you just feel terrible. You place your hand on a box and you feel an overwhelming sense of dread and you just push it back for a second. You get a little queasy like you're going to pass out. You open cabinets. You're looking for something. You're looking for something important. And then you grab a folder and it seems like exactly what you need. There's text on the front of it, but through this future site, you don't get to read what it says. But there's a picture and there's some text. The future site skips a bit and you find yourself on an island town that is unfamiliar to you. You have traveled here. Somehow quickly, maybe. You look to your left and you see a Pokemon gym. You look to your north and you see a secluded cave, probably just over the horizon. There are some surfers and some swimmers. It's a sunny day, and you turn to your right and you see a very large and perhaps established scientific facility. And you can see just behind it in the corner, there's a launch pad and a rocket. And you begin to run up the hill. a gentle jog, not like you're panicked. You look in your arm and you see the folder that you procured, and you are entering this building. That is the future sight that you've received from Mewtwo. Mewtwo's eyes stop glowing, and he drops the candy that was given by Symmetra, and all of you regain consciousness.
Schmidt takes a second, reels back from all these revelations, immediately runs out of the room to go outside, returns Walter, sends out Patricia, and then flies straight for Sam's office in Mauville. Just very like panicked and rushed the entire time. Like no communication or anything. Just like, I have to get there right now.
Sure.
Yes. Stuck here. Well, not stuck. We can walk, but like...
We can walk, but we're probably not going to make it.
We're pinned down here. It's really bad.
What are the three of you doing? Are you as rushed and hurried as Schmidt is?
Where is... No. I guess, does Schmidt still have the Master Ball, like, on his person, even though Mewtwo's out? I just want to make sure, like, everything's good.
Whatever Schmidt like, wants that. For that.
If I have the Master Ball on me, will that affect Mewtwo at all? We've separated Pokemon before, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's Quacko, so.
Yeah, yeah. Schmidt will still have the Master Ball on him.
Okay.
Okay.
But leave Mewtwo in the basement.
Okay. What is...
We also need to, like, protect Mewtwo. To a degree.
I feel like as, like, Schmidt is, like, rushing out, Elodie's just kind of, like, still processing everything, and she's like, oh, she's going to Moss Deep. And then Schmidt leaves, and she's like, okay, bye.
Well, I guess we split the party, gang.
Yeah, I guess what should we do in the meantime?
Mewtwo looks exhausted after that feat. He seems like very, very tired. He's recovering energy in the nest, but he's not awake even.
Oh, we're gonna let him sleep. Right? Let him sleep?
Yeah, for sure. Occasionally, I want to say thank you, but he's asleep.
Maybe occasionally bring down soup.
Leave him some soup or when he wakes up.
Bud is standing over him, just watching, and looks at Gimli as if awaiting further instruction.
We're going to keep working with him and monitoring Bud. Probably a good investment of our time.
I mean, if Bud doesn't need to, like, stay here, he can, like, kind of do other things, because I know he's a big fan of moving around.
Yeah. You want, Bud, in your current power, do you want to continue to bring up the garden, continue to work the farm?
Bud says, yes, I would enjoy that.
Very good. You may.
However, Master... I do not want to limit your journeys. May I please see my Pokeball?
Of course.
Do you hand it to him?
Yes.
Okay. He, like, pries it open, not with the button, but with the vines. And he, like, sticks a bunch of vines and twigs and, like, flowers inside of it. And, like, hangs it up on the wall in the basement. And he says, we can keep this here, and this will allow you to have room in your party while I stay at the farm and tend to it, as well as our friend Mewtwo.
Excellent. I appreciate that.
So you're right. Welcome to get an additional Mon, if you wish, with your box link.
Yeah.
But also, for what it's worth, Bud also seems to be a bit tired. It seems that the creation of the nest also took a lot out of him. But the thing with all of this plant life and growth is that he will generally be slowly restored. It is effectively a crazy grassy terrain, right? So even just you standing on it, you feel kind of rejuvenated. But for someone as injured as Mewtwo, it's probably going to take a long time. But that is the idea.
But it's faster than if Mewtwo is just chilling.
Yeah. Schmidt, you take off on Patricia directly to Mauville. Thankfully, it's not very far away, probably a mile or so, probably 2 miles. You cross the river on Route 118 to get to Mauville City. It looks a little bit different than the last time you were there. There's a lot more construction going on. Seems that there's some repairs. And from what you can see, it looks like the gym is back. It looks like they moved it out of Fall Arbor, back in Mauville. You are flying towards the Sylph Company building, correct?
Correct.
Okay. You arrive at the Sylph Company building from the outside. You're flying. We'll say that you're probably about 20 stories up. What are you looking for?
So we visited Symmetra's office before, right?
Did
very
you?
Very early in the campaign? Yeah.
We did when...
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Good question.
Was her office, like, connected to the outside of the building? Was there, like, a window or something?
There, you do know that there is a large window. This is probably a 30-story building. You cannot tell just immediately from the outside which one might belong to her.
Do I remember what floor?
Roll a history check. I'm looking for a DC 15. I believe you're proficient.
That one.
Okay. You do not remember which floor. You know it's not the ground floor, for sure.
We had our business card by Elodie Asset, right?
Correct.
Shit. Okay. Is the building open?
Let's see. It's like... Yeah, it's probably like 3 p.m. Yeah, it's open.
Yeah, I'll just like fly to the front of the building and walk in the front door like a normal person and be like, hello, I'm looking for the office of Symmetra Ritchie.
Yeah, there's a receptionist. There's a guy there working at this big desk. There's an elevator near him as well as a set of stairs behind a door. He doesn't really make eye contact with you, and he says, okay, on what business?
Personal. She's a close friend of ours. Just trying to reconnect.
The receptionist says, all right, one moment. Hits some numbers on a phone. Beep, beep, boop, boop. And it starts to ring. It rings about 4 or 5 times. And then it says, hello, you've reached the office of Symmetra. Please leave a message and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. And he hangs up the phone and he says, I don't know if she's in right now. Can I take a message for you?
Is there any possible way you could just kind of let me into her office? Maybe I could wait for her. I have it on pretty good authority that she's going to be coming back here.
This receptionist gives you a very customer service smile and says, without authorization from her, I can't let anyone up there. I'm sorry.
Fair, fair. You're just doing your job. Doing your job. Mm-hmm. Who else is in the room with me?
It's
probably going to be a roll, but like, could I gather like from the buttons on his phone, like maybe what floor the office is on?
Oh, dude, you didn't see the phone. That's going to be tough. That is like you have investigation proficiency, right?
Yeah.
I have to make that a DC 20. If you roll a DC 20 investigation or higher, you can deduce some information about the numbers pressed on the phone.
That was a 15. That wasn't it.
It's really hard to do that. It's like very difficult. Yeah. Based off of the phone, you will not be able to determine where Symmetra's office is. You asked if there's anyone else in the room with you, right?
Yeah. I'm guessing it's like a lobby.
Yeah.
Is there maybe like a directory or something somewhere of like different floors to go to different places?
Sure. Yeah. There's a lobby. There's a couple people, it seems like, it just in like business casual attire. It looks like they're leaving work for the day a little bit early, 3 p.m. They're in good spirits. And there is a security guard by the elevator and the stairs. And there's a fountain. There's big old plants. You weren't there, but the rest of the pack would recognize this lobby as the lobby where when they were dressed up as Team NRG grunts, they were running in and grabbing materials in an assembly line to fix some sort of broadcast device that they had broken when they had first met Rada. But you weren't there, so you wouldn't know this. But I'm describing this for the listeners and for the other players.
Yeah.
There is like a general directory kind of posted on what's the word? Not a pillar, but there's like a stand, we'll say, a standee that has a list of departments.
She's technology.
Do I find technology on this list of departments?
It seems like this whole company is technology oriented. It is Sylphco, after all. It is the Hoenn branch. There's a lot of iconography that reminds you of Kanto, being a close neighbor to Johto. But to more specifically answer your question, there are many different departments. There is product testing. There is innovation. There is R&D. There's many. What are you specifically looking for?
Oh, fuck. Can I just get the whole list? Do I need to make a roll for that?
I'm kind of improvising the whole list. It's a technology company, so I'll give
anything
you
anything that I think would associate with Symmetra's office.
R&D.
Anything that rings a bell, yeah.
Okay. Testing, executive, quality assurance, R&D. We'll say that's your list. There are no names listed here.
Okay.
Because presumably you would know where you were going if escorted in by security.
Yeah.
That they wouldn't have to label people's offices.
There is an address that I had wrote on September 9th, 2021 in my notes that has never come up, but the address of the Sylph Company Hoenn branch is 91308 Garden Avenue. So that's on the sign. So now you know where you are in Mauville.
I have two plans. I have a plan that's very bad and I have a plan that is probably safer. I'm going to flip a coin and I want someone to call if the bad plan is going to be heads or tails. I am flipping.
Well, also, like, Sam might not be here yet. That was 24 hours from right, the now.
But then we could stake out.
You could stake out. You alone.
The royal we, you know.
You and Quacko.
Man, I really wish we had phones.
Yeah.
I mean, did we get the idea that he was going to Mauville, or did Schmidt?
I feel like we knew that.
You probably
knew. We definitely knew. But I feel like we don't think that he needs our help. Or at least we wouldn't make it in time. That's my thought. I don't know. Maybe you guys think differently. I
mean, within 24 hours, we could be in Mauville. Mauville's close. That's like a couple hours.
Right, but she went to Moss Deep, though, so.
After, like, teleported.
Teleporting around, yeah. So we got to be in her office waiting for her when she teleports in there.
Mm. Oh, you think she's going to teleport straight into the office?
Yes. Yeah. I agree. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, that's an issue, yeah.
Just have the receptionist call her office every 20 minutes.
Can you just bring her up like every 20 minutes, please? I know you clearly have other things to do with your job, but...
Mr. DM, who is in the room?
You have the security guard. You have the receptionist. You have a couple people leaving work for the day. They have like briefcases and they are chatting to each other and they are walking out the door. The lobby is not full. It's a very big lobby. There's a fountain that takes up quite a bit of space. But there's not many people in here.
Just have Walter dig a tunnel into the stairwell from the outside. So the security has no idea.
There was a staircase on the outside.
Was there? That was the fire escape.
The fire escape.
Right.
You could take the fire escape up.
That would require like checking just doesn't, every floor.
Right. Yeah. He just doesn't know where she is.
Is there any possible way that all these people are in a 30-foot line?
The two people leaving... The security guard and the receptionist?
Yeah.
That's too many.
Schmidt is taking self-go hostage.
The people... So, between any two points, you can make a line. So, yeah. It's just when you make it three different points, like the two people leaving, the receptionist and the security guard, that you would have to figure something out. But, yeah.
I mean, the two people are leaving. Let them leave.
Yeah, let them leave.
Be reasonable. Let them leave. They have families. Leave.
Oh, there's no stealthy way to do this, huh? I guess I can probably roll for a stealth for it.
You have the extra stealthy jacket. It's not a jacket, it's a cloak. Right,
but it's not a stealth thing I'm doing. Can I let the two people that are leaving leave?
Mm-hmm.
And then attempt to perish song the other two that are left?
God.
Sorry? You can do whatever you like.
He's gonna use the gun today, guys.
But aren't you going
to
hear
HP
it?
Their HP would fall to zero. They would be alive.
Well, what happened? Aren't you going to hear it also? Schmidt
kills two people.
Patricia would hear it. Schmidt could get out of the line.
But you could return Patricia, which doesn't that technically negate...
Okay.
Let's things, I mean, at least gameplay-wise.
Put a pin in that.
Okay.
Do I gather that all of these floors... for this building is around like all around the top, like the same area?
What do you mean all around the top?
Like is it like a range of like how many floors are in this building? How many?
We're gonna say it's a 35 story building. It's very tall and the floors are laid out kind of in a square because it is a square building. We're gonna say that there's probably like a 10 or so offices per floor depending on how they're laid out. Like if it's kind of like a, you know, a product testing kind of office, they might have less offices because they have more testing space. And the executive offices towards the top are really big. I'm not sure what you're asking.
Just if I had to like narrow it down to like a group of like five floors to search instead of searching the whole building.
How would you do that? How would you narrow it down?
That's yeah. I was hoping that there would.
Yeah, kind of hard to know. You know, it's not the bottom. And unless you're pining for executive, which could be, then it wouldn't be the top. So you got a good chunk of 29 or so in the middle. I do also, it may be in your best interest to note that there are signs posted in multiple places in the lobby that says free Pokemon to be for service or work needs only.
So it would cause a stir if I let my Pokemon out.
Yes.
And then
not
have
saying
to
you
wait
can't
the
do
three
it
for Parasong to go off. Yeah,
right. But I'm it would be
it
not advised.
Disturbance.
Yes.
Yeah.
Isn't Quacko with you?
Quacko is with me, yeah.
Oh, it's he's emotional support, Duck.
Yeah.
Hello, this is my emotional support, Duck.
I would probably retroactively say that, like, you, Farfetch'd is not like a, to most people who don't know Quacko, Farfetch'd is a pretty unassuming Pokemon. They wouldn't think much of it. They just probably think that you're just like a crazy guy coming from the city who's like looking for someone. And, you know, they're looking at you sketchily, like you've raised suspicion, but they aren't mad at Quacko.
If only they knew.
Quacko could kill them instantly.
There's no...
He's just choosing not to.
Memory of like what floor it was on when I looked out the window when we were in her office or like your reference attire.
Like in the vision? Or when you were there weeks ago? Well, it, yes, you can make a roll. I need something more specific. How would you gauge off of your memory how far up you might be?
Say it's like 35 floors.
Yeah.
Schmidt, I feel like, could guess within like a range of like 5 to 7 floors where he would be.
Based on what? As far as
altitude from the ground.
Altitude from the ground.
If you looked out the window. Yeah.
From looking out the window. There we go. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Give me 15 history.
Oh, hold. 18.
Okay.
Yes.
Based on the sign that's in front of you and your memory from the last time you were in Sam's office and from the vision that you just had, if this is Sam's office that you had in the vision, then you would be somewhere around what we want. You rolled high enough. I'll give you a I'll give you a 6-floor range. You would be between 21 and 27.
21 and 37.
27.
21 and 27. Okay.
If you look at the sign that is departmentalized, that is largely the research and development floor.
R&D. Or
floors, I should say.
Okay. I will look at the gentleman at the desk and say, okay, sorry to bother you. Thank you for your time. And I will leave out the front door.
The receptionist says, thank you. Have a great day. And you leave out of the large sliding glass doors.
Yep. And then I will hop back on Patricia.
Okay.
And I'm going to try to circle around to the fire escape stealthily.
Okay. In the meantime, the rest of the Paco, what are you doing?
I've been too invested in this.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the issue. I was just listening and I'm like, oh, shit.
I want to know. Right?
Can
I'm worried about Sam.
Are you guys, maybe we don't need specific actions, but are you just chilling or are you going to Mauville? Or are you going somewhere else? I just want a general direction because minutes are passing, so I'm curious.
Right. I don't know. I didn't think we were in a rush to go places, more for the sake of, like, Richie mentioned at the beginning, like, we don't often have a ton of downtime.
Right.
Right. I think, personally, like, unless somebody suggested it, I wouldn't have any want to go to Mauville. I feel like I would think that Schmidt hasn't handled.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're
as much as I want to know what's happening,
Yeah.
So you guys are preemptively just berry farm chilling, maybe having some more soup, wrapping things up with
maybe
Bud.
Cindy restocking her like berry satchel.
Got it.
Berry
okay, basic pocket. Stuff.
Like just kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can
making
check
sure
in...
Pokemon are well rested. That whole
okay
thing.
We can check in on that later then. Schmidt, it's Patricia time. You said.
Yep.
Okay, you are flying up, circling the building. Certainly people may notice. You have a few things working in your advantage. One, you're stealthy. Two, the Lorekeeper cape makes you stealthier. Three, Patricia does look like a cloud, so seen from below may look like a cloud on a sunny afternoon, perhaps.
Oh, hell yeah.
So you have some things working in your advantage, but that being said, highly secure office building. I'm looking for a DC 18 stealth check.
That's a plus 11 and I rolled a 12?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yep. So it's 30-23.
Fantastic. That beats it. And we're going to assume that Quacko is on board Patricia as well, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you
can have like Quacko kind of tucked under Schmidt's like regular arm, like under the cape to try to hide him if need be.
The regular arm for the warmth and the comfort, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Schmidt is able to fly for now for a period of time that is reasonable, unnoticed around the Sylph Company building. Where are you going?
Above the table, I know there's a fire escape, but I imagine Schmidt would do maybe one lap around the building or until he finds the fire escape.
Sure. Yeah. It's pretty clear. It is on one side. It is on, looking in my mind's eye, the western side of the building.
The western side of the building. Okay. Yes. I go there and I would like to land.
On the fire escape stairs?
Yeah.
Okay. Approximately how far up the building do you want to do that?
In between floor. We'll do it at the top floor because we knew it was 21 to 27. So we'll do it at 27.
Okay. So you're just on the roof then?
Oh, is that the roof? I thought you said there were 35 floors.
There are. You said top floor, though. So you want to go to floor 27?
Floor 27, yeah.
Okay, sure. Yeah, you can approximately count, get off around the 27th floor, and you can stand on the stairs. You are currently still very stealthy. What are you doing?
Is there a door around, or is it just the fire escape?
It's
just a ladder.
So every now and then, like as it seems like as a median between some floors, perhaps within an elevator shaft or the stairwell itself, there is like a large, heavy-looking door. Otherwise, it circles around just facades of the building and some windows if it's larger offices.
Okay. I would like to go to one of the heavy-looking doors and try to potentially lockpick it, or if okay. It just opens, open.
You do that. There is no handle from the outside.
Great.
They are for fire escape purposes.
Can I see in the windows?
Yeah, you totally can.
On the fire escape? Okay. Could I recognize which floor in particular if I'm looking just straight at the window?
Yeah, you want to get like a floor number?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or like, which floor was the office? That's what I'm specifically looking for.
You're not sure besides that range that you generated. You'll have to get more details somehow. It's between 21 and 27.
Okay, I'll climb the thing up to the 27th floor. Do I see people inside?
Yeah, every few windows, probably 70% of the windows that you pass by either have the lights on or you see people actively working.
Did Sam's office have a window?
Yes. I'm just saying there's no way I would recognize.
Oh yeah, in a large building like this, that doesn't give you a lot of insight.
Well, presumably, if Sam's not in her office, it would be an empty office that narrows down options.
It is not easy.
No, not at all.
No.
Not
to mention, you are on one facade, and there are four.
Yep. Do I see? So when I look at windows, am I looking straight at offices, or can I see like the general like floor layout through some of them?
Sometimes it depends. Sometimes you're peeking into what seems to be like a pretty small office. Sometimes the bay window, I don't know if bay window is the right word, but sometimes they're like the whole chunk outside of the fire escape, like they're big. And sometimes, is that a bay window? I don't know. Sometimes you see like common areas, right? Or like meeting rooms. Sometimes it is individual offices. It just depends on what you're looking at and the floor that you're on.
Is there any potential I could find an unoccupied meeting room with a fire alarm?
Roll investigation.
Dirty 21.
Yeah. On the 23rd floor on the western facade, which you are on, there is a meeting room that is unoccupied.
Okay. Can I stealthily fly in through the window and then pull the fire alarm?
Sure.
Do these windows like open or is it just like glass wall kind of?
They're effectively glass walls for the most part. Sometimes they're like window windows, like for the smaller, like where you would imagine the lesser paid employees work, they're like regular windows. But for this meter in particular, it's like a glass wall. I guess. Give me two checks.
I imagine it would be quieter to dragon breath and melt some of the windows or just break through?
Yeah, that's up to you. It depends on what you're doing. You'll give me a stealth check separately and then however you forcefully want to break the window.
Can I above table phone a friend?
You want to call someone?
Just what I asked the party. Like, what do you guys think?
I'm open to opinions here.
Or do I try to set it on fire?
I mean, you know how Cindy feels about fire.
Right.
Always, yes.
Dragon breath would be the move.
Who has dragon breath? Patricia. Right?
Yeah, we can say that Schmidt kind of thinks about his friends and what the advice might be that they give him. So you can all give him one or two lines of advice.
Burn it with fire.
Anyone else?
Unhelpful. I'm sorry.
No, anyone else? Elodie?
I truly have no idea.
So,
Schmidt just really resonates with Cindy's fire.
Yeah. I think Schmidt would immediately identify as like, Cindy would probably try to set it on fire. So I'm going to do the opposite and just break through the window.
Okay. Probably the play.
You're going to charge through it?
Yep.
I need a strength from Patricia and I want your stealth.
We're big chilling on strength check. Dirty 23, rolled a 19 naturally.
Okay.
And then plus 2, dirty 21.
Okay, great rules for both. Without anyone noticing you from the ground or maybe from the next building over, you instruct Patricia to charge through the glass. No one notices you do this. And Patricia need to make dexterity saves. Quacka with advantage.
So all three of us are making dex saves and Quacko has advantage?
Correct, because he has cover.
With the modifier, Schmidt rolled 3. That would be an 11. Patricia got a natural 20.
Okay.
And Quacko with advantage, 19.
Okay. So Quacko and Schmidt both take 20 points of piercing slash slashing damage as the glass cuts them up as they charge through. Patricia miraculously
healed from.
Patricia somehow positions her fluffy feathers in such a way that they propel the glass from her, particularly as she charges through, which is quite incredible. A few things happen all in half a second. You charge through the window into the dark meeting room. Patricia kind of loses orientation a bit and doesn't land gracefully, kind of rolls, drops you and Quacko in the glass shards, which is how you start to take some damage. It is dark. It is unoccupied. You entered here with the intention of pulling the fire alarm. An alarm has already been set. There is no one on this floor, but there is a throughout the whole building, as far as you can tell, as since through the broken window, you can hear above and below you the same alarm chiming. What do you do?
So they just have an alarm in the window.
But it's probably like an intruder alarm, not a fire alarm.
Could I still pull the fire alarm just in case?
Sure, you're
maybe
welcome to do that.
Right, sir. Yeah.
Yep. You don't need a check to do that. You go over to the wall and pull the fire alarm?
Yep.
Okay. You do that. Another alarm, in the same rhythm, starts to go off. And additionally, you become drenched as all of the sprinklers on this floor activate. Patricia is giving the classic soggy Altaria look, and Quacko isn't looking great either.
Yeah, I will return Patricia at this moment.
Okay. It is dark. You hear scrambling above and below you, but it seems that this current floor that you're on, which is the 23rd floor, is unoccupied. What are you doing?
This floor is unoccupied. Okay.
As far as you can tell, the lights are all off.
I haven't done this yet, and now's a very awkward time to do it, but can I check the gun that I have? Just to see if it has bullets.
Breaking into the office building, triggering the intruder alarm, and pulling out the gun.
Threatening to perish song people. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you are.
Save the world.
I, just like the last time the gun was handled, I need probably sleight of hand, just dexterity, just to make sure you kind of know what you're doing. You haven't interacted with guns much, but...
19.
Okay, that's not the natural one that Cindy got in the magma hideout, so you're good. You manage to, it's not a revolver, but it's a handgun. You pull out the clip, and you count 4 bullets.
Okay, I tuck that back where it was before. Okay. Actually, maybe Schmidt like tucks it in his belt, so it's like, it's not out, like it's not visible, but it's very like, if he needed to grab it quickly, he could.
Okay.
Is this floor still unoccupied? Do I hear scrambling to this floor in particular, or?
At the moment, you hear commotion and scrambling above and below you. You don't hear anything on this floor. Probably about 4 seconds has passed.
Okay. Can I exit this room and then try to get a layout of where I am?
Yeah, you can do your best. Roll me a perception check.
17.
Okay.
I'm looking for Sumetra's office in particular.
Yeah. You see some names on some doors. There's like a center directory in like the middle of the floor. This appears to be research and development, second floor.
Is there a directory of names?
Yes, there is. Thank you. I'm assuming you're just looking for the one name that matters, correct?
Yes.
Okay. You will see that the development administrator, Symmetra Redtree, is officed on the 25th floor.
Shit. Okay. Do I find air ducts anywhere?
Yeah, roll a perception.
I got a nat 1. I was killing it till right then.
It seems like they have like a high-tech ventilation system that like isn't your traditional crawlways or anything. It's like embedded into the walls and ceiling with narrow piping.
Okay.
It seems like the scrambles and sounds are becoming closer to you.
Okay. Is the ceiling, is it like the traditional like office ceiling where it's like tiles that like you can remove?
No, it's solid.
Shit. Okay. Can I find a good place to hide for the time being? I would like to find her office, but I'm guessing stairwell would be a no-go.
There is a stairwell, there's an elevator.
elevator shaft.
Can I get in the elevator shaft? I guess it would be prying open the door outside of calling it. And then it's an issue of, is the elevator above or below me at that point?
There are actually two elevators. Sorry. They're side by side.
Okay. Can I pry them both open or just one at a time?
You can try.
Some elevators tell you what floor they're on, like above, like somewhere, if it's fancy.
Okay. Do these elevators tell me what floor they're on?
There is, yeah, there's an indicator at the top that's like an LED screen. Mm-hmm. That would show that information. They both have a flashing out of order emergency.
Mm. Of course.
Sorry.
Okay. Just pry the first one open.
Okay. Give me a strength.
Dirty 19?
Yeah, that's pretty good. It's good enough to get it open just enough, perhaps, for you to squeeze through. Your metal hand, the talons on it are like scratching the metal that the elevator is made out of. You get it open enough, just enough so that your body can get through. What do you do?
I would like to look up immediately and see if the elevator is above me.
Okay. The elevator is not above you. You see the cabling, you see the elevator chamber, the shaft, and yeah, there's nothing above you.
Okay. I would like to try to slip into the elevator shaft.
Okay. You hear on the other side of the chamber that you're in, to your left, footsteps rushing up the stairs and down the stairs. So you're going to slink into the shaft?
Yep.
Okay. You do so. Do you look down? I'm curious.
Yeah. Schmidt's probably not afraid of down too much.
Okay.
Being a flying type trainer, but he could probably glance down.
You can see with your eagle eyes as a flying type trainer that the elevator in this shaft is currently either at the first or second floor.
Hmm.
Very low.
Okay.
So you slink your way in. It seems that there are really basic rings, like, or runs, I should say, like handholds, not a proper ladder, but it seems like, you know, when they do maintenance in the shaft, someone has to hold on to something. It's on the opposite wall, probably requiring you to make a bit of a jump.
I have Quacko with me, right?
You do.
Can I hold on to Quacko and then make that jump and have Quacko kind of parachute with me?
Yeah, you can. You can roll that, I guess, athletics or acrobatics, and then Quacko can just give you a +4.
I rolled a 14. That's a dirty 20 right there, and then the +4 from Quacko. It's a dirty 24.
Okay, dirty 24 is sufficient. You leap across the shaft using Quacko as a bit of a parachute, your Lorekeeper cloak billowing behind you. You grab onto the runs. What do you do?
I would like to climb to the 25th floor.
Okay. As you grab the first run, as you ascend, you can see directly behind you the elevator doors glowing a shade of red, as you can see a large tiger-striped dog Pokemon breathing fire into the doors to melt them, to get into the shaft where you are running. Do you continue to climb?
Oh, fuck. That was on the floor I was just at?
Correct.
Jeez. Yeah, I keep climbing.
Okay. Give me just a generic strength or dex for your speed.
Dex. It's a 9 total.
Okay. You are maybe, the adrenaline is getting to you. You're a little frazzled. I mean, you're moving quickly and your muscles are tensed, but you feel a little shaky just because the situation is very intense. You ascend, though. You do make it. You make it up to the 25th floor. There's an opening of the elevator. That's really it, unless you want to go up or down. There's a tiny lip, like, where the doors meet that you could maybe barely stand on. But if you have a means of opening this somehow other than doing it physically, it might be easier.
Is there anything I can hear what's going on the other side of the door?
Give me a perception check.
17.
Yeah, you hear a few things. Again, you hear, there's a stairwell to your side, and you can hear people primarily rushing down. Some, like, worried communication, but no one's really screaming. And you can hear someone be like, oh, I'm all wet. You know, they're, like, all bummed out about that. Below you, where you came from, you hear a voice say, they went in here. And you hear a radio go off that goes, and you don't hear what they're saying on the radio. And then as far as the floor that you're at, the other side of the elevator doors, you don't currently hear anything.
So nothing immediately on the other side of the elevator doors.
Not at the moment.
Okay.
On the 25th floor.
Doors? Yeah, on the 25th floor.
So you're gonna pry them open. There's not much room to stand. You're going to have to make a dex to not fall while you're opening.
Yep. Whatever it takes.
Okay. You jump over to get on the lip. Should be easy for you, hopefully. But I need a DC 15 dexterity.
Is it any sort of, is it just a natural dex check? No athletics, no.
You could make it acrobatics if you wish.
12 on the die plus 3 for dex? What'd you say it was?
I said it was 15 and you made it 15.
Oh, okay, thank God.
Yeah, you made it. How are you opening it?
Trying to pry it open with a bird hand.
Okay, you'll need, I think, a 16 strength for that.
A 13 on the die plus 2 for strength. No! Yeah, I don't have any other modifiers or anything I can add to that, unless Quacko... Oh, can Quacko throw a bar with me?
Quacko can assist you. You'll have Quacko make the same check.
Quacko got a 2.
So what does that add up to?
Oh, we're adding it?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, yeah, that would be a natural 15 on the die plus the 2 strength.
So 17 on a 16 check?
Yeah.
You're cutting it close, dude. Yeah. Schmidt goes to pry open the door with his metal bird hand, and he gets it just a crack open, and then his muscles kind of give out, and he can't do it. It's at that moment that Quacko leaps on his shoulder and pries his leak into the elevator doors and uses it as a crowbar to get them open just enough to slide through. Schmidt is able to slink out and finds himself on the top floor of the R&D department, the development administrator floor. The offices here are much bigger. As he steps out of the elevator, the door to the stairwell to his right opens up, and a man holding a flashlight, followed by a large, fiery duck-looking Pokemon that has cannons for arms, steps forward, shines the flashlight in his eyes, and says, "Stop right there!" And that is where we will leave the Paco today. Hello, and thank you so much for listening to Dunsparce and Drampop. Extra special thank you to our latest patrons. They are Samson, Jade, Nicholas, and Ben. I understand that Patreon is now offering free trials to new members, so if you are unsure if you would enjoy the benefits, go and check it out, patreon.com/dunsparce. You can also visit that link, as well as all of our other links, including Discord and Twitter, at linktree.com/dunsparce, linktr.ee/dunsparce. Not much else to say for today, but we will see you for the next session on May 14th.
Could, like, not do that, though.
You didn't fall in?
Oh, no.
We did it! We did it, gang!
Thank God. We were trying to figure out if we could call someone.
Yeah.